1-800-387-3737.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here for the remainder of this hour. The 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time hour is going to be a Time Warp hour, so keep that in mind if you continue your listenership. We're very pleased that you're joining us tonight, and we want you to become part of the show. Literally, call in at 1-800-259-9231 and bring up anything, whether it be a personal issue or something of the political realm. 800-259-9231. And a quick note to our board op, we're getting a feed from somewhere mysterious right now.
It's kind of some cool hip-hop music.
You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. So much to cover, so little time. Manwich, where are we going next?
Well, I thought I'd read what I consider a pretty interesting story.
Okay.
Apparently, Saddam Hussein and his buddies are going to go on trial.
Finally. Saddam Hussein picked up about a year ago now, I guess, right?
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
I guess it has.
So he's finally going on trial.
Well, it's they're actually getting ready to do his cohorts first.
Okay.
But I've got an article here. It's mid-length. We'll see how it goes. Trials of some of Iraq's former Ba'ath Party leaders will begin next week. Interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi has said. Alawi, speaking to the country's National Council on Tuesday, did not say precisely who would be facing trial or whether former President Saddam Hussein would be among them. With confidence, we can say that next week the trials of these individuals will start and people's justice, and the people's justice will be served.
You know, if they're not bombed, they'll start, right?
Saddam and 11 high-profile members of his regime first appeared in an Iraqi court on July of 04 on war crimes charges. Most have been in jail for more than a year, with few of them being able to meet with their lawyers.
Isn't Saddam over here now, or is he being held there?
It's a secret.
Nobody knows.
Saddam's being held in a secret location.
No, it can't be that secret, because haven't they let the Red Cross in to check him out from time to time?
Well, I mean, maybe it's not that secret, but the Red Cross isn't telling me.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
But it's not, like, widely known.
Got it.
Of course, a secret's not a secret if you tell somebody, but you got to tell certain people. So, anyway, what I think is interesting is most of them haven't met their lawyers.
Well, no, they're in Iraq.
Are they going to get some kind of weird kangaroo trial where they're not going to be allowed to speak?
It's a kangaroo government. I mean, the government that they're going to be getting a trial underneath is a Bush puppet, basically.
Don't you think that Saddam should get a chance to talk?
I absolutely think he should, because you know that man's got a lot to say.
Hmm.
I guess that's the question here, though, right?
Yeah.
Is what would he say if he was in a public trial?
I mean, how can they say, you guys are guilty of, I don't know, killing people that weren't supposed to be killed in really horrendous ways?
And then Saddam will say, well, you gave me the weapons.
Well, who knows what he would say, but yeah. They're not going to let him say it? And
I don't know. From the impression that I got earlier when they first arrested him, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, because here Saddam's Jordan-based lawyers say that they have never been able to meet the former dictator who was captured near Tikrit just over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of defense is he going to get? He can't even meet his lawyers.
Yeah, he's going to get up on the, I guess maybe defend himself or something like that.
Why didn't they just give Alawi a gun and let him shoot Hussein?
They might as well, because that's where it's going to go. I mean, how they could possibly get a fair trial in Iraq?
Didn't they try to do better than this at the Nuremberg trials for the Nazis? At least give them a chance to talk?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Before my time, I'm afraid. But yeah, we should definitely hear what Saddam has to say, because of course, that's why they're not doing it, because they're frightened to death of what he would say and what he could reveal about his dealings in the past with the United States, with the former presidents, and the horrible things that went on behind the scenes. He could reveal all of it and make the United States look even worse than we currently do.
Well, there was an interview that was done with Hussein before the invasion,
mm-hmm.
where he recapped that the whole thing from the Persian Gulf War.
Okay.
The previous
Desert
War.
Storm.
Desert Storm, Desert mm-hmm. Shield. All that stuff was basically a ruse perpetrated by the American government. Basically, we told him, we won't do anything if you attack Kuwait.
That's right.
Do whatever you want. We won't attack.
The ambassador to Iraq said that.
And apparently, 60 Minutes uncovered some stuff about this, and then the story just got dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that America is a terrible government, but I mean...
I'll say it. Our government is terrible.
I don't think we should be over there. I don't think we should be over there participating in those people's government.
We're doing much more than participation. We are doing just a total meddling job, and we're pissing people off. And as a result, we are going to suffer more consequences. I mean, I don't even know if these trials are going to make it through because, again, who's going to say that they're not going to be interrupted by bombings and that sort of thing? And are they going to be taken? Even if the trials
it's hard
happen,
for them to get into
know,
that green zone.
Even if the trials happen, and even if they let Saddam Hussein on in front of whoever's in the courtroom,
mm-hmm.
are they going to allow media in to the trial to record it? First of all, is another question that we have. Even if he's on the stand, will it be publicized? And will it be public, even if media is there, will it be reported in the United States? I mean, so we've got several different levels of protection as far as the government is concerned, protecting our fragile virgin ears from what this man might have to say.
Yeah.
So I know
we couldn't handle what he says.
Yeah, most people in America are just going to have no clue what's going on with Saddam Hussein's trial. And,
most.
Of course, he will probably not get any justice. 1-800-259. I'm not saying he's a good guy or anything like that. I want to make it clear. Saddam Hussein... bad, bad man. But what we did to his country, even worse. Let's go to the phones, though. Jim is on the line in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Jim, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, how would you like to talk about money?
Well, it depends.
Okay.
What do you got?
I'll pose the question. When somebody tells you you're handling fiat money, do you really get a...
Oh, this is, by the way, this is the Jim who thinks that we're all owned by a corporation somewhere in Washington, D.C. That's you, right, Jim?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But I'm not, this is a different subject now.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify who you are. Go ahead.
So, when somebody tells you that you're handling fiat money, do you really get a clear picture of what it is, or do you get this muddled up picture of, well, it's maybe not really money, but it works as money, therefore it is money, or, you know, you just don't understand,
well,
right?
I do in fact think that it works as money, so therefore it must be money. Yes, I think that.
How about we draw a clear picture of what it really is? Would you like to have that?
I'm up for your clear picture.
Okay.
No, he said, we'll draw
a clear picture. Got it.
Okay. So you take a dollar bill and you look at it, and it says it's a Federal Reserve note.
Yes, it does say that.
Now,
it used to say silver certificate back in the day, by the way.
I'm going to use that as a comparison.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we're going to be talking about both of these bills. One is the real money, and one is the fake money. Okay.
All right.
Now, so you look up the word
Mine
note.
Mine says Free State Project on it, by the way.
Oh?
Yeah.
I've never read theirs.
That's because he stamps all of his dollars with freestateproject.org.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a nut job.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so you take the word note,
mm-hmm.
and you look it up. What does it mean? Well, it's simply a promise to pay, right?
Okay, sure.
Now, you look in Black's Law, and a note requires four things.
Uh-huh.
One is that somebody must pay.
Okay.
The second is somebody must be paid.
Got
and
it.
So you have a payee and a payor. Okay?
Uh-huh, sure.
Then you have to have a due date, when it's going to be paid,
okay.
and you have to have an amount.
Got it.
If you have those four things, it'll stand up in court.
Uh-huh.
But if one of them's missing, it won't stand up in court because it's not a note. Okay?
Jim, I'm afraid you've got 30 seconds to get to your point.
I'll never make it, so I might as well quit. Sorry.
You could have given an old college try.
It gets very, very interesting. It really does.
Well, you know, it's
you get a clear picture of the difference in the money.
The quick rundown is our money is BS, and it's not real, and I agree with you on that. And unfortunately,
yeah.
until we can get a libertarian government in, we're never going to have money that's backed by anything. Yeah, the Liberty
Democrats
dollar...
Democrats and Republicans sure aren't going to do it.
Sure, the Liberty dollar is out there, and I'd love to see it get more popular, and I'd love to see competing currencies, but until we have libertarians in office, not going to happen. So, Jim, thank you for caring, though. Thank you for being concerned.
You never understand what it is, though, until you really get a clear picture.
I don't need to know what
it is.
I know it's bunk. That's all I need to know. Thanks, Jim. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
If you want a silver dollar, all you have to do is go to norfed.org.
All righty. Hot diggity. We'll be back.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can call in, talk about anything you want. We were talking about the trials that are coming up here in Iraq, allegedly, for Saddam and his other Ba'ath Party loyalists. And, well, we got interrupted. We got a little bit off topic, went into the money system, but now we're back on. And Ian, in New York, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Excellent.
With the Saddam thing, with back when Saddam was committing all his major crimes against humanity.
Okay.
We had good relationships with him. And,
sure, we gave him some weapons and some money.
Yeah, we gave him, and we also trained him how to use the weapons and the gases and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then once he doesn't really fit into our agenda, or, you know, the PNAC, or, you know, you've ever heard of that.
No, I don't even know what it means.
What is a PNAC?
It's the,
I'm slightly offended by the word.
Well, it's a project of a new American century.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Is this one of those New World Order things?
Well, it's not exactly. It's a more of a neoconservative Republican think tank.
Do you think that the Skull and Bones has anything to do with it?
Well, actually, if you... They have their own website, and people that are on the board are
PNAC?
The major players in the Bush administration right now.
Okay.
I'm a little lost. What's the relation of PNAC to Iraq?
Just change PNAC to neocon. He's going on his
because, okay, you know, with the Patriot Act 1, Wolfowitz, that was one of Wolfowitz's idealism to bring that. And what it is we first went to Afghanistan, now we're in Iraq, now we're looking at Iran and Syria.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And we want to...
I don't think they're even looking at Iran and Syria anymore.
I don't know. They've been talking a lot about Iran recently.
So, I mean, it's just been such a disaster.
Dude, they've been talking a lot about Iran, and they're using the same excuses as they used before they invaded Iraq with Iran. It's in the major media now.
They can't staff the Iraqi encampment that they've got going. There's no way they could do it.
Yeah, well, with PNAC, if the what I was just saying, that's their agenda to go and do this and create wars and, you know. So just check out, you know, PNAC.
So
okay?
PNAC's agenda is to go around and create wars. Okay.
Yeah, and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld.
Well, obviously that's what they want to do. That's what they're doing. So what?
So what?
It's been clear.
It's not good, though, is it?
No, it's terrible. War's bad.
So we just have to get...
it doesn't matter if it's PNAC or penal or whoever it is that's doing it. It's bad to have war.
Oh, it is. I know. Yeah. I agree with that.
Ian, okay. Would you agree that
Ian the caller?
Ian the caller, would you agree? Would you agree that Kerry wouldn't have done a damn thing about it?
Well, Kerry, I think he was saying that he actually wanted to put more troops over there.
He did say that.
Yes.
And.
Which I think is a good move, by the way. I mean, if you are going to, in fact,
kill more troops, right?
Be in Iraq. You better put more troops over there.
Yeah.
So more can die. Is that
either
right?
Either that or pull them all out. One of the two. One of the two.
Yeah, Ian, I didn't like Kerry or Bush.
Neither did we. Any final comments, Ian?
No, that's all.
Hey, dude, we appreciate you listening as usual, and thanks for the call.
I think
1-800-259-9231, toll free 800-259-9231. So again, the big question here is when and if Saddam finally goes on trial, and I'm assuming that someone will report on it, you know, the fact that he's going to go to a trial, whether it's going to be a secret trial or not, we'll find out as time goes along, and of course we'll bring you that information whenever we get a chance here. Again, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And speaking of Iraq, I got an email last night from John. Sent me this article, which kind of stunned me. I mean, it's just a perfect example of how desperate our military is. Dr. John Caulfield thought that it had to be a mistake when the Army asked him to return to active duty. After all, he's 70 years old.
Yeah, I got that same article. And there's been a small amount on it in the news today.
Send the geriatrics out.
I mean, people just don't get how weird this is. In effect, drafted a 70-year-old.
Well, they asked him to return to active duty. They didn't draft
this guy. They assigned him to Afghanistan.
Let's get the details here. He's 70-year-old. He's already retired from the military twice. He left the Army in 1980 and private practice 2 years ago. He says, "My first reaction was disbelief. It never occurred to me that they would call up a 70-year-old. In fact, he was so sure that it was an error that he ignored the postcards and telephone messages asking if he would be willing to volunteer for active duty to backfill somewhere on the East Coast, Europe, or Hawaii. That would be okay, he thought. It would release active duty oral surgeons from those areas to go to combat zones in Iraq or Afghanistan." I guess an oral surgeon is another name for dentist.
Well, not exactly. It's more specialized in it.
Oh, okay. That's like if you get your jaw broken, that sort of thing. That kind of thing?
Well, they do. It's just a more specialized
dentist. I see. He says then the orders came for him to go to Afghanistan. Today, Caulfield, a colonel from Satellite Beach, Florida, is an example of how the continuing demands of keeping ground troops in Afghanistan and Iraq are forcing the military to go to extraordinary measures to keep its ranks filled. He is attending to patients, U.S. troops, Afghan soldiers, and civilians at the Army's field hospital in Bagram, Afghanistan, and he's one of about 100 military people over the age of 60 that are known to be serving. The Department of Defense couldn't provide exact figures, of course. But nonetheless, I mean, just the idea that they would be calling this 70-year-old man who probably is busy watching Wheel of Fortune and spending some time in his garden, you know, enjoying what retirement he has, enjoying his pension, and bringing him back, not to the East Coast, is what apparently the postcard said, the phone calls in the postcard said, come on, we just need your help here in America. And then he said yes, and they said, well, we've changed our mind. You're going to Afghanistan. I mean, it seems very, very outrageous. Now, he says later on in the article that he's got this soldier's attitude of, I've been a soldier for 25 years. When your country asks, you do it. That's his attitude. So he doesn't mind. I mean, he's like totally into this. But there's plenty of people out there who aren't being asked. There's plenty of people out there who are just being called back. Yep, you're coming back. Oh, sure, you retired a few years ago.
And the sheer desperation of this critical circumstances that we're in. I mean, that's it. We're doing so poorly over there that we need to call back 70-year-olds.
Yep.
This war has been fought so badly. And that's really what the problem with wars has been in the last century.
Well, the problem is governments fight the wars.
Right, politicians fight wars. Now, if you let generals fight wars, we'd win. You know, we'd do fine. Everything would be great.
It's never
all
a win.
People die. Yeah, and actually, there's plenty of people certainly die. But so many fewer people would have died in World War II if the politicians hadn't been fighting that one.
Yep.
We would have won Vietnam if the politicians hadn't been fighting that one. We would have been done with this one. We probably would have never gotten into this one.
It's one thing to say that we would have, but again, you're dealing with the government. Now, the thing with war is the only reason why there's a winner, so to speak, is because it's two governments fighting one another.
That's true. To
be a winner, but again, nobody wins because people die and our economy suffers as a result because these poor kids could be home fixing cars and creating products and services, but instead they're blowing up bombs which do nothing to enrich the rest of the world. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Welcome to the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Forget about the million-dollar mansions, because this week we're looking at four-wheeled fortunes. Find out what $100,000 gets you when I come back. I'm Bobby Likas with a tip about fuel injectors. The manufacturer that pioneered the best fuel injector cleaning equipment also makes the best fuel injector cleaner. That company is BG Products. Professionals use BG's 44K to eliminate injector fouling. If you expect professional results, ask for a professional product. Ask your shop for BG 44K or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. This week, we're living the high life with cars that cost as much as houses. starting with a Maserati Quattroport, a four-door, five-seat luxury sedan with laminated glass, Poltrona Frau leather seats, and a Bosch Blaupunkt multimedia system that includes exterior sound counseling audio, satellite phone, and rear seat TV DVD player. Add a satellite navigation system, electric sunshade, separate climate controls, and a 4.2-liter V8 engine, and it's easy to see why this mean machine cost over 90 grand. Believe it or not, this is the cheapest car on our list. Tune in tomorrow for cars that really break the bank. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the show where you can take control and bring up anything you want. You can even interrupt the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. And don't forget all the rest of the fun stuff at freetalklive.com, including our bulletin board system with over 200 registered users, almost 2,000 posts for you to filter through there. Check that out at freetalklive.com. The chat room, there's people hanging out in there right now. Always people in the chat room during the show. The Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies, you're invited. If you listen to this program, you qualify. If you're a female.
It's not a beauty contest.
It is not a beauty contest. Log on, check it out for yourself, and if you like it, we want you to be a part of it. You can just email your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com, and we'll add you to our Shrine of Female Listeners. And again, there's a 6 days worth of archives on our website. So if you miss a show, you miss an hour, you miss a 15-minute segment, log on and download it. It's usually available within hours after the end of a given night's show. And again, we're on Monday through Friday from 7 o'clock Eastern Time to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. The 9 to 10 hour is a time warp hour for now, but we're expecting probably by the end of this month to actually have all three of those hours be live, which is just going to be great. That's kind of like going to be the grand opening, I think, of Free Talk Live. You know how sometimes a store will open up a month in advance and just kind of hire on some staff and test things out, like a restaurant would test some recipes out on the clients that come in? Well, we're in that mode right now. We're out there recruiting some affiliates, but once we're 3 hours a night, I think that's like the official launch of this show.
You think anybody's gotten food poisoning yet?
Hopefully not. And also, we have a Saturday night show as well from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So 6 nights a week, you get to listen to this show. And log on at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231 is, again, the telephone number for you to bring up anything, like the Supreme Court. They have agreed now to look at a file sharing case. And, of course, file sharing is a hugely popular endeavor on the Internet. There are a number of different programs, a number of different companies that created these programs. Some of them are named, let's see, there's Kazaa, there's Morpheus, there's
WinMX,
there's eDonkey, there's Grokster, Napster. Napster was like the original, the grandfather of file sharing, basically. There's BitTorrent.
Grandfather that's 3 years old, yes.
there's BitTorrent, so all sorts of different file sharing protocols out there, but the basic idea is you have a certain list of files on your computer that you want to share with others, whether they be music or programs or movies or whatever. Of course, doing some of this is highly illegal, and a number of people use these services in order to what they call pirate, say video games and movies and music and that sort of thing. And so, obviously, it angers a number of people, including the Recording Industry Association of America and Hollywood types. We're going to get back to this in a moment. We got Brandon on the line in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, hey, I just called on Friday.
You did?
I was talking to you about the 14th Amendment, but I had to go, and we were cut short.
Okay.
Did you guys find anything new on that? Or?
I think it's still the same amendment. I'm not sure what you mean.
No, I was talking about if you admit you're a U.S. citizen, do you give up your rights? And did the 14th Amendment create dual citizenship, or has there always been a U.S. citizen?
You know, I looked online. I did some research on it, and the fact is, you know, there's basically two schools of thought.
Two schools. See, I just wasn't real sure.
And I'm a little. I like the idea. I think it's pretty neat.
The idea of what? Stepping outside of the system? That idea?
Yeah, but it'd be difficult to do some business that way.
I was just wondering if there was any
It's kind of like a non-issue to me, and I think a lot of these things, we've heard from a number of callers in regards to kind of off-the-wall topics, I guess you could say, you know, whether it be this issue or chemtrails or something else like that.
You know, that chemtrail thing... That might have some substance to it. I don't exactly have any
proof. Don't think so. It looks like bunk to me. But even if it does, the point is, the real issue behind all of this is smaller government. Even if it's true that chemtrails are bad and evil and they're really out there, which I don't believe that it is, but even if that is absolutely 100% true, the real issue is not chemtrails. The real issue is getting the government out of our lives. And that's what, it was suggested to me the other night by a good friend of mine that there may actually be agent provocateurs at work here. And what I mean is, this friend of mine was involved in a liberty organization in the past. And they had meetings in order to decide what they were going to focus on as a liberty-loving organization as far as activism and getting out on the streets and doing things and that sort of thing. And there was one particular individual in this meeting that we later discovered was and I wasn't involved in this, but I met this guy later on through completely different circumstance. It was discovered later on that he was actually a CIA agent.
Oh, that's no surprise.
And he had infiltrated this organization, and what was he trying to get them to do? He was trying to get them to focus their time on researching crap like chemtrails and other BS like that. So these people who cared about freedom, who cared about liberty and wanting to make a difference, were being distracted by these issues. While there may be evidence for some of these things, and there may not be evidence for others, it seems like some of these people who call in about these just have so much information. I mean, they spend all their free time looking up information on the 14th Amendment and chemtrails and the aliens and all sorts of, you know, the New World Order. You're spending all this time of yours doing all this research. You've been fooled. You've been distracted. Take all that energy and all that effort and recruit it and use it to...
And you're talking to the public at large.
I'm talking to people who are distracted by bunk like this.
Now,
and of course,
I'm not sure if that New World Order stuff is as much bunk as you might think.
Well, it doesn't even matter. You got to understand that you can sit here and talk about the New World Order and all this stuff all you want all day long. It's not going to persuade anybody to do anything. What you'd be much better off doing is spending that energy, spending that time contacting friends and family members and people you don't know and asking them if they've heard about the Libertarian Party or asking them if they want to be free in their lifetime.
Definitely.
And then talking about the benefits of...
Let him go.
I agree with you there. I was just thinking that a lot of times people are so apathetic that if something does not affect them directly, they're not going to want to do anything about it.
I think there's a point inside of what he's saying is that, you know, certain people could be activated by certain issues.
Like a police state. Or the gun issue, if they aren't being directly affected by something, it's not going to matter.
I think you're right. And there are certain issues that people are affected by. Everybody is affected by.
Yeah.
Everybody's affected by taxes, for instance.
Right.
Now, some people don't care. And this is why you have to qualify your prospects. If people love paying taxes, move on to the next person.
Well, that's a true statement. And here's a problem. As a radio show, to have mass appeal, and I'm not talking about on just the GCN network, because certainly GCN, the people listening, have a certain bend to them in a lot of cases. Now, to have a national flavor, you could very well taint the people's listening of the libertarian message by saying, you know, chemtrails are true, Kennedy was shot by one bullet, by four bullets, and, you know, I mean,
yeah,
just the whole list of litany of things.
You're right about that.
And you make a great point that some people need to have an issue to get them hooked in. But at the same time, again, I think those issues can be a little bit more general. I know you've got a comment, Brandon, so hang on. We're going to hold you through because we've been dominating the conversation up to this point, and we're going to come back to you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The real issue is freedom and liberty. Let's get back to it. Forget all these distractions. This is Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yacht Boy 400PE world-band shortwave radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yacht Boy 400PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation, features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can bring up absolutely anything, whether it be political or personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're going to get right back to the phones, back to the fun. Let's go back to Brandon in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? I was just wanting to tell you that New World Order thing, that is the anti-liberty movement. And the police state, rather, is
sure.
Also an anti-liberty movement. And when you fight those things,
then it's been in effect since 1912.
Liberty.
Then it's been in effect since 1912 when Woodrow Wilson started the League of Nations and just that whole disaster that started up in that time frame.
And so, in essence, the Libertarian Party is opposed to UN involvement. And
that's correct.
I mean, the whole basis is just preserving liberty. And so, when I speak about these things, I am just that's the overall message that I'm trying to do is preserve liberty. Find any loopholes that we can.
I think that's great. I think loopholes are essential to living life in this under this government.
Yeah,
today.
And they are. And because
and of course this is the same area that I heard about what you were talking about in the past. I just to some extent, I think that there's certain theories that are propagated in the pro-liberty area that don't really reach to the common man. You know,
I agree. And
that's what always scares me the most.
Sure, and as interesting and as interesting as it is to suggest that there are planes spraying evil chemicals in the sky, it's not the most persuasive thing to get people on the side of liberty. It's much easier to promote things that are obvious about why government doesn't work and why they suck at doing anything that they try. And all you have to do is open your eyes and look at any existing legitimate, supposedly, government program, whether it be education, whether it be the war on drugs, etc.
I'll tell you, the hard one is the Fed. That's hard to make people understand.
You know, you can't lead with the Fed, and we get we got a call earlier this hour from Joe, or I forget his name, but he's called a number of times, and that's like his key issue. That's his that's his number one pet issue, and we always try to minimize those calls on this show because it goes over my head in some aspects. I mean, I understand the basic concepts, but I'm like everybody else. I got a life. I got a show to do. I've got a life to live, a house to take care of. I've got a dog and a fiance, and I got a co-host, and I got friends, and I don't have time to sit there and do research into
Currently,
black
I'll
law.
I'll take the green money that they got. You know what I mean? Give me all that fiat money you can give me.
I'll take Liberty money, thank you very much.
Well, I'll take Liberty money too, but I'm certain I can use the fiat money.
Yeah.
The Liberty money, on the other hand, I got to fool people into taking.
Well,
and by the way, that's a Liberty $10 silver piece that you just heard clicking on there. I mean, I keep them with me.
I'm trying to get some, and I'll tell you, I think one of the hot button issues is property rights and gun rights.
Great, and it depends also on the area of the country
totally
you live in. You live in rural Indiana, is that correct?
Yeah, and it's still a hot button issue for me. They still don't respect gun rights. We live in I live in the number one libertarian state in the entire country. Indiana is the most libertarian state. Yep.
I always made fun of my dad's home state, but apparently they've got something to be proud of.
But the laws don't reflect it. But apparently, I mean, when you look at I looked at a map and whatnot, and it's just so libertarian. I went to a libertarian convention last night. We got a new party started from one of the counties.
That's great.
Great.
Yes, and we had some people from the Indianapolis down, or rather up here, and they were talking about how Indiana has two full-time employees for the Libertarian Party.
Wow, well,
that's
cool. Very good.
That just doesn't happen very often. And
right.
How we get on the ballot all the time because...
Maybe you'll be the second free state, Brandon.
When you guys brought up that free state thing, I thought,
that's the free state project, not the free state thing.
Yeah, well, the free state project. I thought Indiana would have been also a really good choice, and perhaps Texas too.
You know, Indiana was not. When the Free State Project got created, there were 10 candidate states, and one of them was Iowa. But I don't think Indiana was one because one of the major qualifications to be a candidate state was you had to have less than 1.5 million population. And if you have more than that, then that's probably why you were excluded.
And
certainly nobody researched it and knew, I bet you the Free State Project didn't know that Indiana was currently the number one libertarian state.
And then it might not have been, but it is now. This state casted more votes for Badnarik. If I'm wrong, call me on it. Somehow.
You mean per capita? Because California has something like 67,000 votes.
Yeah, per capita, of course.
Okay.
But,
very good. Excellent. Well, Brandon, you know what? We are so pleased that you're out there being an activist for liberty, that you're involved and you're out there doing something, because it's more than than these conspiracy theorists can say. They're just on the internet doing research. You're out there helping change people's minds, and that's what's going to... We really do have to change the hearts and minds of America one person at a time, and you're one of the people who's doing that, and we owe a lot of respect for that.
I wanted to say one more thing.
Yes, sir.
There's some legal stuff you want to tell people to do. Just don't get the marriage license. That is one of the things that if you're married, get rid of it.
Oh, I agree with that. I am going to, my fiance wants to get married. Obviously, we're going to get married, and we're going to do it without a license. We're going to have just a ceremony.
Now, something that also, and this is about the marriage license, that I've heard that when you get a marriage license, you sign over your children to the government.
conspiracy theory. But
sure. And it's just as legitimate as any other theory, and it's another reason just to not get involved in government marriage. I just like to keep the government out of my life as much as possible.
Sure.
Brandon, I know we're going to hear from you again. Have a great night. Thanks
you
for
too.
The call. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's talk file sharing up next. Unless you want to, again, interrupt the show and take control. That's why
sure
we're calling Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
We call the show Free Talk Live, and that's because you're free to call in and talk about anything you want. And we're live, at least this hour, at least to the remainder, till 9 o'clock Eastern Time. From 9 to 10, we do have the Time Warp Hour. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're available 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. Saturday from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do have a few moments remaining in the hour, so if you want to sneak your call in here, we'll get you on. This is the show about you and what you want to talk about, whether it be personal or political. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, I sold this and we ended up going with a call, but the Supreme Court is now going to be looking at a case about file sharing. Justices will review a lower ruling in favor of Grokster and Streamcast networks, which came as a blow to the recording companies and movie studios seeking to stop the illegal distribution of their works. The file sharing is, quote, inflicting catastrophic multi-billion-dollar harm on petitioners that cannot be redressed through lawsuits against the millions of direct infringers using those services. So what they're trying
See,
to do here...
I don't
here,
agree with this at all.
Agree with what?
If somebody comes into your house and deals in stolen property in your house, you're responsible. And that's their house. And that's stolen property.
okay, maybe the judges will look at it from that perspective. In this case, let's just clarify what's going on here. These organizations, Hollywood, RIAA, in this case it's actually Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer who's bringing the lawsuit, they are having to go after the individuals currently,
right,
who are distributing these files. They're doing this piracy. They have to find them, target them individually, and give them letters, cease and desist letters, or threaten them with lawsuits.
Working very well.
It's difficult because you go ahead and log on to any file sharing service and see how many users are online at any given moment. No, that's worldwide, but nonetheless, there's usually anywhere from 500,000 to 2 to 4 million people, depending on the service that you use, sharing files. Now, some of those people are probably totally legal. They're sharing music that they created and personal files they created. But a lot of those individuals are sharing copyrighted material, and they don't like that. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to target the people who created the software in the first place. And there are the software people's argument is, well, we created this software for legitimate purposes. It's not our fault if our users use the software for illegitimate purposes. And I think that's a great argument. I think these services they need to stay around for a long time. I wish we had more time to delve into this. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more as the verdict comes a little bit closer. But I think that file sharing services are a wonderful thing.
That's because you think that it's okay to share files.
That's because I'm against intellectual property. You're absolutely right. And I don't think that that we should have patents, and I don't think that we should have things like that. And I think that these companies need to learn to live with this situation and adapt to it. Otherwise, they deserve to die. Like any company that can't adapt to changing technology, because you're not going to stop it. I mean, despite all the lawsuits, I mean, they've shut down these companies before. Napster got their ass shut down.
Yes.
And that's because they actually were somehow involved in the distribution of the files or whatever. And they got shut down, but another one popped up, and then another one popped up, and then another one popped up. It's just like the war on drugs. You shut down five dealers, and five more come in to replace them. You're never going to stop piracy, so you better just learn to live with it and take the reduction in profits and keep your company alive. We're going to talk more, though,
tomorrow. It's just really tough for me to imagine.
1-800-259-9231. Let the market decide. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control and log on in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 Eastern Time.
U.S. Gold.